You're listening to SBS News.
For thousands of young Australians, the summer months mean the festival season. And for many, music festivals are accompanied by drug use. The question of how best to tackle illicit drug use has been pushed into the spotlight again, following a series of deaths in Victoria and New South Wales. A 20-year-old Victorian man died on New Year's Day after taking an unknown substance. And a 22-year-old man died in New South Wales last week. His death was the fourth at a music festival in the state since September. Despite a pill testing trial in the ACT in June being considered a success by a consortium of drug advisory and harm reduction groups, the Conservative government of New South Wales has consistently ruled out allowing pill testing. But Premier Gladys Berejiklian may be prepared to reconsider.
If there was a way in which we could ensure that lives were saved through pill testing, we'd consider it. But there is no evidence provided to the government on that.
Former Australian Federal Police Commissioner Mick Palmer has again restated his support for testing, saying it's not a complete solution, but is a proven and positive way to prevent tragedy. For the police at a New Year's Day festival in Sydney, their priority was enforcement. 194 people were charged with drug offences at the Field Day Festival, a similar number of charges to the previous year. Detective Chief Inspector Stuart Bell from the New South Wales Police won't comment on whether the police would oppose measures such as pill testing.
As police officers, we're there to enforce the law, and we just go about our business of enforcing the law at these festivals, as we do at every major event.
And while the New South Wales Labor opposition says it's open to the idea of pill testing, in Victoria, the government's treasurer, Tim Pallas, has ruled it out.
I think it would create a false sense of security if essentially we were allowing people to access pill testing rather than, say, don't take illicit drugs.
Pill testing as a harm minimisation strategy also has the support of Dr. Alex Wodak, who spent 30 years running the drug and alcohol service at one of Sydney's biggest hospitals.
But I've got no doubt that the majority of doctors would strongly support pill testing. It won't be unanimous, but the majority do. And also, very importantly, the leadership of the medical profession wants pill testing.
He's urging governments across the country to listen to the doctors first. Jani Blakali, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.